You're listening to SBS News.
Fashion, movies, books, language and music. There's a fascination among a growing number of Australians with all things Korean. The seven-member boy band, BTS, has been together since 2013 and recently topped Australian streaming charts. Among its many Australian fans is Monash University student Susan Alabasi. The 29-year-old with Indonesian heritage says her love for K-pop has prompted her to study Korean.
The main reason why I decided to study Korean was to understand what the lyrics were saying in all these K-pop songs. I am a big fan of K-pop myself, and I wanted to understand what they were saying in the live videos and all their streams. I just wanted to be able to connect with them on a different level.
She says Korean music introduced her to a whole new world.
I think it's the lyrics themselves. It's different to like Western music. Like I'm able to connect with them on a different level emotionally as well as enjoy the beat as well.
She's not alone. Macquarie University Asian Studies academic Dr. Thomas Bodinet says it's a growing trend.
So it's really fascinating global phenomenon, a massive attraction to Korean groups. And what's happening is we're seeing young people, but other groups as well, becoming increasingly interested in Korea, its music, its television, movies and food. And this strong attraction to Korea is then translating into a really strong interest in the Korean language.
Dr. Bodinet says Australians from different backgrounds do both, attend classes and meet privately to learn the language.
So across universities in Australia, we're seeing increased enrollment in Korean language programs. We're also seeing students reaching out to self-teach. They're doing lessons on their own. They're using the internet to learn. They're going to meetups with Koreans where they can speak, you know, Korean with Korean people. And then maybe they share their English with the Korean people. It's this very dynamic kind of movement.
The devotion to all things Korean doesn't only include the country's music. Many Australians are equally attracted to South Korean films, fashion and food. And while many may think the craze mainly attracts teens or Australians with a Korean or Asian heritage, that's not the case. Dr. Bodinet says it's fairly evenly spread across a diverse range of communities and age groups. Sivana Ohanjanian, who works for SBS Pop Asia, agrees it's a big movement.
K-pop is actually really popular in Australia. I don't think people realise how big the audience actually is, but a lot of artists come here every year and have sell-out concerts. So, yeah, it's actually kind of huge.
She says BTS has become the face of K-pop in the Western world.
They have just gone on to become more and more popular. They use social media a lot, which is how they spread their message so widely.
Dr. Bodinet says what draws many Australians to this love affair with South Korean pop culture and music, BTS in particular, is its supportive nature.
With regards to BTS, they have this message of loving yourself and supporting yourself through hard times, and a recognition that sometimes to be a young person is very difficult. And the community has really taken this to heart. They support each other. They reach out to each other when they're struggling. They share messages from the band in order to motivate them during hard times. So I don't think of this fandom as something that is facetious or superficial. It's actually very deep and emotionally meaningful.
The band's heavy reliance on messages of non-conformity and self-esteem certainly seem to resonate with many Australians. Dubravka Valoda, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.